Lotto is at $45 million tonight. But even if you don't win that, there are some ways we can make our own money work for us. But we need to know what mistakes to avoid. So we're going to ask Nikki Reed from Milford Asset about those mistakes. So Nikki's here to answer a couple of quick questions. But remember, this is only information to help you understand more and is not financial advice. Hello, Nikki. Tell us about the greed and fear cycle that we don't get trapped into.
Oh, look, we all do it. We're humans. We are driven by our emotions. And although investing is an incredibly logical thing, I know that I'm investing long term. I'm putting my money away. I have a specific purpose for this. I'm going to be cool, calm and collected when I tick the questionnaire. But when you have, you know, Trump tariffs, or you have a global pandemic, for example, you know, all of those really sensible ideas can go right out the window quickly.
And we are, Sam, you're a shocker.
Oh, no, I'll tell you.
Every time we have chats, he goes, I'm thinking of taking out 20K and just putting it here. I was like, this is a long-term strategy. What are you doing?
Because the thing is, my money's in aggressive at the moment, and I'm thinking conservative just based on the fact that gold is going up, the fact that the predictors of the 2008 crash are saying, hey, it's going to happen again. And there's one more factor. Oh, yeah, Warren Buffett's cashed out. So I'm like, I need to go conservative. Things are about to change.
Okay. Well,
Make an appointment, Sam. Make an appointment.
Based on the bros at the gym. That's all I'm saying.
That's it. Based on the bros at the gym. So that's the first thing is, try not to be influenced by the bros at the gym, the newspaper, what your next door neighbour says, or even maybe your gut feeling. It's amazing how many conversations I've had about gut feelings with clients, and they have been sadly incorrect over time.
Woefully inept.
Isn't it amazing though? Because I'll take Sam as a litmus test. He's been saying for, I don't know, 2 years, oh yeah, I really need to go and see one of the Milford experts to get advice. And then he comes in on this chat and he's quoting his bros at the gym. You'd rather do that? What is wrong with you?
So how do you work out, Nikki? How do you work out when it's worth paying a bit more for something that might actually perform better?
I don't think that an investment decision should be driven by one single factor. You know, some clients focus on tax, some focus on, I want it to be the cheapest investment solution. And all of the things that are important are about the value that you're getting from the investment. No investment manager is going to do top of the pops every single year, although try our damn hardest.
You get close.
So long-term performance is something you should focus on, but actually it's a long-term performance after the fees have been deducted. So then you're talking about apples with other providers, aren't you? You know, it's we are definitely not the cheapest, but you know, we do well, and so that's what people should be focusing on. And also, frankly, having skin in the game. So as a staff member of Milford, I have to invest in Milford funds, and I do it really gladly. And so that means that actually, you know, we know what it's like when markets go down. We know what it's like to go, this has been good for a while, and think about it, Sam. But you know, but take a long term view of it, and having that alignment as well as being shareholders in the business is quite a different perspective. Yeah, exactly. So
what I'd do is Google CanStar Awards Milford, and that'll be all the convincing you need.
Head to MilfordAsset.com to find out more, or reach out and speak with one of their financial advisors about your investment strategy.